Welcome to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting on July 23rd, 2026, at 10 a.m. Don't get some company prayers from here.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Father, the hearts that are heavy with this conflict to go on, innocent people lose their lives. We just pray that you be with this family, that they might understand. And we ask you to be with us on the evening. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Calling to us, you or me, I'll win.
I'll lead us in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll take a roll call when you are ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Make a motion to adopt today's agenda. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call, please.
Yes.
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 I make a motion to enter into executive session per Ohio Revised Code 121.22G1 to consider the discipline of a public employee and 121.22G8 in respect to economic development assistance. Can you give a second?
Sure.
Yes.
By any discussion?
We'll take a roll call, please.
Trustee Fleischman.
Yes.
Trustee Martin.
Yes.
Yes.
And that will put us in executive session at 10:03.
Make a motion that we come out of executive session and the time, give the time now is 11:20. Can I get a second?
I'll second that, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleischman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And there was no decisions made in the executive session. And so now we are back in a regular meeting and
regular special meeting.
Regular special meeting. Thank you, ma'am. And so I'm going to turn it over to Trustee Fuller. Do you want to introduce the gentleman that's here so he's on the record of being here?
Cornell Robertson is part of Manning Smith Group, who is doing the engineering work for Westland Mall. There was a grant awarded to the township for this work, and I would like to let everyone know that there's an extension that has been requested for this grant, and I would like to go ahead and make a motion I would like to move to adopt and approve the OTSCIF grant interim report dated July 23rd, 2026 with the updated version, and authorize Manning Smith Group or their designee to take any action necessary or desirable to submit the report. Can I get a second?
I will second that, ma'am.
Any discussion? I have none. We will take a roll call, ma'am, when ready.
Trustee Fleischman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Do you need anything else from us today, sir, on this? Did you have anything you wanted to say?
I think that concludes the business, but I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for the service that you will provide to the constituents of Franklin Township. I live in Franklin County, and so this community holds a special place in my heart. And
thank you.
I've been around for a long time, so it's been my honor and privilege to work with you all. Your collaboration, cooperation is recognized and much appreciated, and I stand ready to serve you all further.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We appreciate that very much.
Can you please let Manning Smith know that we appreciate the fact that you guys took this task on and helped out? Mm-hmm. I consider it to be helped out Franklin Township, and I, for one, and I'm sure my fellow trustees feel the same way, do appreciate it, and I just would like you to carry that back to your people and let them know that we do appreciate what you guys did for us here.
Yep.
You know, we're a small entity.
Yeah.
We're struggling. I mean, for lack of a better word, we're struggling to, you know, we're lost the firehouse and different things like that and everything. And so, it's not always pleasurable to have to ask for help,
mm-hmm.
but you guys were there and picked up the ball for us and helped us out on this. And I just wanted it to be on the record that we appreciate it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very kind. Thank you. I'll surely relay that message and know that the Mannequin Smith Group, we enjoy and we are happy to help public agencies of all sizes, even small public agencies like yourself, other trustee boards of trustees or villages, municipalities. One of our primary goals is to serve as a trusted advisor. That's what it boils down to, just trying to help people solve the problems that they face. And so we'll be happy to make ourselves available if other assistance is needed in the future.
Well, we look forward to working with you.
John said it's exciting. It is exciting. Like, people ask all the time. And the last time I talked to the Rubens, they said it was okay to say, like, we're getting a Culver's. Mm-hmm. It is Culver's, right? I got mm-hmm. it right. And we're getting a Panda Express, you know. And so that's exciting. And people, you know, it's good to put that out there because people get worked up. Oh, I can't wait. You know, yeah. I go to Hilliard because I want to get my Collier fixed. You know what I'm trying to say?
Do you know how close we are to getting
ice cream and stuff like that?
Yeah, that would be hard for me to estimate. I'm not as close to the Culver's engineering as some of my other teammates, but I know very good progress is being made.
Okay.
And I do get to sit in on some meetings. I was in a meeting just prior to walking in your all's door where there was talk of it, so I can tell that substantial progress is being made. There's good momentum.
Okay. I was asking because I know that in one of our meetings we was talking about how the sewer lines and the water lines and some of them had to be moved mm-hmm. and things like that that were up in that area. That's why I asked if you knew anything about that.
Yep. We're coming up with some good ideas to present to the authorities for their consideration and hopefully their approval.
I'm looking forward to it.
It seems silly, but the thing I'm most excited about, I don't know why it excites me, but, and you may not have, I think you have something to do with it because the road's going to come out there. I'm excited about the bridge that's going to come up and go across the road to get people over to the new road and all of that and stuff like that. I thought that was exciting. I don't know why. I really wonder, but I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Now that is, I will have to say that's a preliminary concept, you know, to still be studied further and considered by the Franklin County Engineer's Office
of PATA,
you know, jurisdiction, or certainly a good bit to say about that going over Georgesville Road. So,
I didn't say something I shouldn't.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm
done.
I think
the exciting part is, I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry. Is, as my dad used to always say, you chop wood, chips fly. We're talking about culverts and the other one. And success breeds success.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we start to see a little bit of momentum, a whole lot, then people want to get in and push.
Mm-hmm.
And what the new birth of this area is going to be phenomenal. It's no longer going under 270 and it being the crown jewel. It's now going to be this side. And as history has had it, it's went both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, when Weston Ball died and everything on this side, Prairie got their grants and they got their JEDs and et cetera, and they've flourished. This side has died. Now this side is going to build back up. And I know there was talk way back when and we were playing part of it, and basically the bridge being lit up and saying Franklin Township on one side and Prairie on the other and lights underneath. I don't know where that ever went, but at one time we were going to play a role in that. So it'll be exciting to see how everything changes. It's almost like when someone in the neighborhood plants flowers and you tend to want to plant flowers. Mm-hmm. It just, it mm-hmm. really is going to be exciting to see the West Side, not just saying the West Side. It's going to be with a little bit more emphasis.
Okay. Well,
I wanted to get you in here because I didn't want to waste your whole day sitting in here for 3 hours. If that's how long the meeting would go, I hope not, Mike.
I'll do my best.
But, get you in and out. Yeah. And
thank you. I'll proceed based on your resolution. I'll make this submission to the state, and I will copy Trustee Fuller, since I understand Trustee Fuller is my primary point of contact for the board.
I just want to, just for the record, correct some. We didn't do a resolution. We did a motion.
Right. Oh, okay.
Is that a matter?
Yes.
I just think
it does when it's on
here.
On
that's, and I just,
yeah, okay.
I was lucky enough to pick it up. Normally it gets by me, but I heard you say that.
Yeah, thank you for the correction. Details and the specifics.
Someone else. Important. I caught that too, and I was going to wait till you're finished and say correction. It was a motion.
But based on the motion,
yeah,
I can proceed with a submission to the state.
Yes.
With copy to Trustee Fuller. Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Thank
I'll do
you.
That.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I'll let you get out of here, and then I'll get us out of this meeting. If you're done, we won't hold you up anymore.
Okay. Thank you kindly.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to working with you further. So,
likewise.
Just let me know when, we can get a meeting together with the Rubens and all of us.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Make it happen.
So, any final comments? And that's what we could do under final comments if we would like to give Robin directions to reach out to the Rubin team. Brenda, you want, since you're the contact person, do you want to take that? Is that what you want to do, is have Rob, or because Cornell, we said Robin would do it, I thought.
Reach out to the Rubens.
Would you mind reaching out to, sending out an email, inviting everybody to a special meeting?
Like Zach's team or Zach himself?
Like what would be best for them? Update.
Thanks again, Cornell.
The content would
just thank you.
Very much.
Have a good day.
The content would just be of, an update like they've done before, and sharing what they can share with us, what they feel comfortable sharing.
Okay. Can do that.
So I don't have any other comments, John, do you?
I do not.
Brenda?
No.
I'll get us out of here then. So make a motion to approve the audio and video and meeting summary as the official records and minutes of today's meeting. Can I get a second?
I will second that, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yo, yes.
We're done at 11:31.
Sorry,
so should this stuff all be shredded so it doesn't get handled? So I kept my copy. So I don't put in my head.
Yeah, I want to keep
you don't
copy.
Want any of it?
I've read it and seen it.
Okay. So that's it. I just...
She gave you the go.
Welcome to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees, July the 23rd, 2026 at 12:02, a regular board meeting. If you haven't done so yet, please silence your telephones. If you need to have a conversation with someone, I would ask you to step out into the lobby to do so not to bother others. Sir, could I ask you to shut that door for us? Thank you. John or Byron, would you lead us in a prayer, sir?
Sure. Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, I just ask that you put your hand of blessing upon this meeting. I ask that you be with each and every one of us and our families. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Jan, you lead us in
for the pledge.
Sorry,
Brenda. No, I was all kilted there for a second. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Take a roll call, ma'am, whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
I make a motion to adopt the agenda for today. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Conversation? Discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
No representative today, Byron?
No, sir.
Okay. So now we would enter into public comments. We'd like to give you approximately 3 minutes or so. We don't really set the timer anymore. People haven't really been...
being respectful.
Yeah, being respectful and everything, trying to do the best we can. So we would like you to come to the podium. If you're not comfortable, we would just ask you to state your name for the record. And is there anybody who'd like to speak today? Go ahead, hon.
Hi, everybody. I'm coming on behalf of our pastor, and he wanted me to remind everybody of National Night Out. It's going to be down at Central Baptist Church. And
16th, August 3rd?
It's August 3rd or 4th.
Whatever the first Tuesday.
The first Tuesday of the month.
Of August?
Yes, sir.
The first Tuesday in August?
August 4th?
That would be the 4th.
That's the 6th of August. Okay. And just would like to encourage.
In what time frame?
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
So that brings me to a question, Jan. have we got any Juanita Kaufman Awards recipients turned in this year?
We have not. We did not last year either. We have not put that out there. I didn't even think about it. Next thing you know, it's here.
Well, I was wondering if we were past the deadline or not. I don't know where it stands myself, but I know we have two people here in the audience who have won. I believe our last recipient was Mary, and the one before that was Jan. So it sort of hit my mind when you were speaking, because that's where we presented them their award and everything. So, I guess if no one steps forward and nominates someone, it's not really the, township's, fault, but
her and I'll share it again.
You want to go again? So, do we want to?
Any advertisement or whatever we all can do to get the neighbors out to meet each other and talk about things and just know who's who.
So how about if I put it on, I like to have things reoccur on our agenda. So how about, we would only be, one more meeting before?
No, I think it's going to be before the next meeting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could put it on that and make an announcement at the next meeting if you'd like.
No, it'll be the
meeting.
Oh,
our meeting will be until the
6th. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the, sorry.
Anything that anybody can put online, Facebook or
sure,
any of that, maybe we can get some posters or something out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Anybody else? Seeing none. I think it's you, ma'am. So it's from it's the SWAC. So
are you on the hurry? Okay. So I do have a PowerPoint. I don't know.
Yep. I think Nicole is going to help you with that. So do you mind introducing yourself? I'm sorry.
I can do that. My name is Liz Reed. I am the Southwest Area Commission Chair.
This thing is black.
The screen
is a PowerPoint.
Oh, it's the cap. Yeah.
I don't know how to take it off. Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. So,
can you flip that?
You want to shut those lights?
You want to put those lights back there?
Oh, beautiful. All right. So, one, thank you for allowing us to present today. I wanted to give you some information about what the Southwest Area Commission is doing, and the things that we've been engaged with the city of Columbus. And, Ash, in a couple of the things, there's opportunity for Franklin Township to actually engage in these activities. So when we get to those points, and also if you have any questions, feel free to ask. With that, first of all, I'll talk about our boundaries here in a second, but our vision is to create community spaces where our neighbors can come together. And we appreciate the Baptist Church hosting National Night Out, because that is an opportunity in our Southwest area for that to happen. So with that being said, we can go to the next slide. And
is there a clicker?
Is there a clicker? Sure. Is that for me?
Yeah.
Let's see if this one works. Oh, it does. Look at that. Okay, so this essentially is the boundaries of the Southwest area. As you can see in the, in the white, I think that's not only white. Anyway, you can see it goes in and out of the city and the township. As you can see by the different jurisdictional lines, there's probably in this geographical area just as much property acreage-wise that's in the township as there is in the city of Columbus. There's also a few that's, I think, in Jackson Township as well. But I just want to kind of show you the area that we're talking about and how integral Franklin Township is to this geographical area. Hence why I'm here today. So today's goals really is to update you on the activities that are occurring and planned in the Southwest. It's primarily focused on the parks, greenways, zone in, and Census Tract 51. I'll call it Census Tract 51 plus planning. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And also to encourage you to select a representative or representatives to assist in especially the greenways planning project through the Southwest, as well as the Census Tract 51 plus area planning. I don't know what we're going to call that, but for now, that's the best name I can come up with. So with that in mind, I wanted to share with you some park updates, pretty significant in the area. Back in April, the Columbus City Council passed an ordinance 1112-2026 that set forth the use of McCoy Park for the National Women's Soccer League as a training facility. In that ordinance, it also created a 60-day working group to fulfill what was originally a vision for McCoy Park. We had worked, when I say we, the Southwest Area Commission had worked with the city to come up with an amazing change to what McCoy Park would have become. And then it was kind of like after it was funded and everything else, for some reason, the city decided the best thing to do is to give it away. Not to get too much into the politics of that, but that's what happened. With the 60-day working group, what we did, and again, Southwest Area Commission did, is we had two consultants who sat on the working group, and our, as far as I'm concerned, as that one of the representatives, our focus was really trying to ensure that everything that we had envisioned for McCoy Park would be, coming to fruition in a timely manner in other parts of the Southwest area. So I'll talk a little bit more about that. But if you want to see, there was a full report completed on June and presented to City Council on June 29th. The website link is there on the, you can also Google or do a search for Columbus Rec and Parks, Southwest area park improvements, and you should be able to find it that way as well. So the highlights of the report is what I'll call the new McCoy Park. The city of Columbus had purchased, previous to all of this, some additional lands that were north of McCoy Park and south of Greenlawn Avenue. And with that purchase, it was planned to be part of what was envisioned for McCoy Park. But now it's just that acreage that will become the new McCoy Park. Again, that may not be the name in the end, but that's what we're calling it now for simplicity's sake. In addition to that, since it doesn't cover the acreage and all the amenities that we were looking for, that park was to become a therapeutic park focused on people who had ADA, who needed ADA accommodations for various things. As we did those conversations, that top part of McCoy Park will still be a therapeutic center. The building that exists there, 555 Greenlawn, will become a therapeutic activity facility. But it is part of the phase two development as part of this plan. Also, There is a new park that will be developed again in 2023. The city purchased some additional land. This was right off of Brown Road to the west, almost across the street from Hart Road, pretty close. And that will become Greenleaf Park. They have designs, concept designs that will be developed. We had public input on all of this information that I'm presenting to you today. And we're going to be moving forward on that. That'll probably be the first one that you're going to see active work in terms of development that will begin this year. In addition to that, the ADA softball field that was planned for McCoy Park, they will actually design that. And that will be as part of the full Burliner complex. They're going to change one of the fields to an ADA adaptive softball field. And design the parking and all that for that purpose. The McCoy Park is going to be a stormwater basin. We're going to add a kind of a lake feature there originally, or a giant pond feature there. That stormwater solution that the city had come up with is going to be relocated. They haven't figured out exactly where, but they are looking for somewhere in that same vicinity to get that water basin in place. And then finally, we're also looking at obtaining a grant to purchase additional parkland in the south area. And we're looking at land that is just south of Hart Road. So all of these changes are significant and positive changes for the Southwest area, also impacting a lot of township residents. As you saw on the previous map, it goes in and out of the township, almost house by house in some cases. But every single one of these amenities do abut or very close to township properties. So it'll be a significant benefit as we're moving forward with these plans. The plans are also should be in full completion by 2029, the end of 2029, with starting some of those projects at the end of this year. This is just a quick drawing. I'm not going to spend much time with this. It's available on that website, but this is what we're looking at in terms of the final renderings for the new McCoy Park. And then this is the renderings for Greenleaf Park. And so what the city is doing now is they're working on getting development contracts in place so they can actually begin the development, starting with Greenleaf Park first, and then working on that. In addition to this, Willow Creek Park is going to close soon because there are significant improvements at Willow Creek Park that are going to take place. For what most people know as Willow Creek Park, it's kind of this small little triangle with just a few amenities there in terms of a walking trail and a little bit of sidewalk and like half basketball courts. That's going to be completely redesigned, and now that construction, the contract went through for the construction. So construction will be taking place very, very soon on that. And as that, they will be closing Willow Creek Park for a period of time. With those changes, there's sort of a triangle that everybody can see, but there's a whole nother half of the park that's even larger than what we see that will become sort of a preserve area. They have already started working on clearing that land to make it suitable, so we can actually navigate and traverse through that park once that part is completed as well. And then we'll have signage that shows us that, yes, this is a park and you can actually walk there. So we're excited about those changes. And then in terms of the Hart Road Park that will hopefully be purchased, we are looking at that grant application. That grant application is due, I think, the end of August. We're going to be writing a letter of support. Something that you could help with is if you wanted to write a letter of support, trying to get that contract or trying to get that grant, that would be helpful because this park would, again, it would be park reserve right now. But again, it's like embedded right within between city and township properties. So pretty excited about what this can bring to our communities. So then is the Greenways plans. Over the years, I have had conversations with Franklin County Engineer's Office, WARPC, Metro Parks, Green Lawn Cemetery, Rapid Five, and the City of Columbus, all trying to figure out kind of the best way to navigate the Southwest area by any other means than a vehicle, than a motorized vehicle on the roads, because it's, as most of you know, because I have sat in on ones that were hosted by the township a few years ago where we talked about, you know, being able to walk through safely in the township areas as well in adjoining areas. We just don't have very many safe additional modes of transportation. Walking, there's not a lot of sidewalks. There's not a lot of multi-use paths. So we've been having these conversations for a long time and trying to figure out what can happen, and what we can do, to really help change the game in that. And so in the conversations more recently, the CODA fund money that, taxpayers voted on increased the amount of money that can be spent on greenways or these kinds of, multi-use paths, sidewalks, that sort of thing, from $2 million a year to $60 million a year. And we have the opportunity to take advantage of those additional dollars to help ensure that we get greenways that will connect our neighborhoods and connect us to also CODA in terms of public transportation. So the maps that I have seen through MORPC, through Metro Parks, through the City of Columbus, a lot of those really aren't realistic maps in terms of, because one of them I saw going like right by the correctional facility on Harmon Road. I don't think that's the best place, having driven my bike there one time and my getting a flat tire. They're not too kind about somebody being on their property at all. So I don't, you know what I mean? So what we need is some technical assistance, and there are technical assistance grants. The City of Columbus Recreation and Parks agreed to move forward with asking for that technical assistant grant. And what that does is it helps us figure out where are those best paths? Where do they make sense? So we'll have feasible paths that then we, moving forward, can begin to act on. So I'm really excited about that and the opportunity. And of course, Franklin Township, because a lot of these paths, whatever we end up with, you probably have, you know, a lot of internal knowledge about what might work and what might not. So being a part of those, once that starts kicking up, encouraging your participation would be fantastic. So that's one of the big asks, is to get involved in that once that kicks off. The next, really, this is just more informational. There's a lot of things happening with the City of Columbus in terms of zone in. What they're doing is they're moving from over 50 zoning definitions, and they're trying to move down to 15. While it doesn't change any of the zoning for the township, it still could indirectly impact that, because things that were abutting properties before that, you know, were zoned one way, now that zone changes, you know, right next door. So I'm just putting this up here. They are going to begin public comment period, and they're going to have a gallery open in the City of Columbus downtown. I just encourage you to become actively involved and be aware of, you know, what zoning changes they're proposing. And of course, if you choose to, then have conversations with the city about that and how it might impact the township. And then I wanted to talk about the, actually, I'm going to have somebody from the city help me with this. But we, the City of Columbus Department of Neighborhoods, is putting together a plan for Census Tract 51. The call to action was a dispatch article last year that reported that the lowest life expectancy in the full state of Ohio is in Census Tract 51, which is, and he's going to share kind of where that is exactly, but it does have both township and City of Columbus properties in that. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Nick.
Hold on just a second.
Okay, sure.
How much longer is this going to take? I had these women contact you and tell you that I wanted this held to 15 minutes.
Okay, I don't have the clock. I don't know.
So I had no idea someone else was coming
Speak. I think it's only going to be 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be like better than the Reader's Digest version. Okay? Okay. So.
All right. Thank you.
Do you mind handing this?
Oh, yeah.
Trustee. Good afternoon, trustees. My name is Nick Cloud. I work for City of Columbus Department of Neighborhoods on our community planning team. And I'm just here to very briefly share information about our next community plan, which will be focused around Census Tract 51. Not to get into the weeds too much, but the Dispatch article reported 60 years of age is the life expectancy for that census tract, just south of 70, colloquially known as South Franklinton area. So we'll be doing a community plan centered around that census tract. It will include portions of Franklinton and Southwest Columbus. Right now, we're looking at a plan geography that will probably end around Frank Road. So it will incorporate or include portions of the township. You can see a timeline on the backside of the sheet that was handed out. There's kind of what our next steps are. So we'll be issuing an RFP to hire a consultant to assist with the engagement for that process. So we'll be releasing the RFP hopefully at the end of this month or as close to that target as we can. It'll be open through September. We'll hopefully select a consultant by October, at which point we'll need to do some legislation and have a contract in place, but we'll be hoping to start the plan and engagement work hopefully by January. So part of that is we will have an advisory committee made up of all stakeholders that are in that plan area. That includes Franklin Township. I'm more than happy to come out and engage and talk with anyone, whether it's you have an administrator or any of the trustees, happy to talk more about what that process looks like. But we welcome engagement from all folks that live within that plan area. My contact information is on the backside of those slides. My supervisor, Patrice Allen Brady, is also on there, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but I'm done.
Is your slide presentation done?
It's almost, I think I have one more slide. If I could just check on it really quick.
She's just at 15 minutes now.
Yeah, but I still have questions, comments, and concerns. I said 15 minutes.
Everything I had. So do you have any questions?
No. So young sir, could you turn the lights on, please? So does anyone from I have no questions. John, do you have any questions? Not. Brenda?
I do.
Okay, help yourself, man.
In interest of time, I'll make this quick. So you're wanting us to help you take township property away?
No, not at all. I didn't say that anywhere.
No, but that's part of the process. I'm part of the West Side Area Commission. You know, I go to those meetings all the time, and it has been brought to my attention that the agenda is to deplete the township by continuing to annex property for parks and other items. Now, I understand the need for, you know, shared use paths, sidewalks, lighting, that kind of thing. I understand those kind of things, but I don't understand you're asking the township to help the city to deplete us.
I don't think I asked that at all.
That's how it works.
I can't speak to that because I have no idea what you're talking about. There wasn't one thing in there that I asked for township land to be changed or annexed. Anywhere,
but that's what happens in all of that.
Then you speak to the city because I have no involvement in that whatsoever. I don't know anything about that. I came here to, number one, educate you about the activities that the Southwest Area Commission is engaging in. And number two, to encourage you to be engaged in those activities. So should those activities impact that, you have a voice while it's before it goes into play.
Okay, well, let me say this. At the last council meeting, it was said that nobody from the township was allowed to speak before city council, only city residents.
I can't speak to that either. I'm not part of city I'm not part of the city government in that way. I don't know if that's true. I know that I've spoken before. I filled out a little form and I've spoken. I don't know if I had to be a resident. I don't believe so. I don't think that was on the form, but I can't speak to that. But you can certainly call city council and ask that.
Do you realize how many acres that have been technically stolen from the township through these changes that have been done with, you know, that first part you put up there? But the thing is, we're not going to help you to do away with us.
Okay, I didn't ask for that.
You asked for our help.
I asked for your engagement in activities that impact your residents. You can choose not to engage. That's fine. And if that impacts you in a negative way.
Do you have anything else?
No. I mean, are you done? Because
I'm done.
Okay. So I'll open it up real quick for the audience. Does anybody have any questions? Hearing.
Another copy of the sheet you passed out.
You can have mine.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Moving on. Jim.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
I only got a couple things on the agenda, and I got an update on something here. Four updates on the department. We are currently still mowing plenty of House Bill 50 properties. Just sent out 34 more mow letters. We're mowing the alleys back. I'm here in the triangle working on that right now. We've got about four major drainage issues that we're working on, trying to coordinate getting everything put together for that. One thing that I do have that it is time to do is our contract. We did finally get the final pricing for our winter salt program. The prices actually went up $6.88 per ton. We're now going to be paying $91.85 a ton, and it's going to be coming through American Rock Salt. We have went into contract through ODOT for 200 tons of salt, but now I just need to pass the resolution for the purchase of the salt now that we have a final price.
Sure, go ahead.
Resolution 2026-128, resolution authorizing a contract to participate in ODOT 2025-2026 Winter Road Salt Bid Program. Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Trustee Mark Lelow made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the township's road superintendent to purchase 200 tons of rock salt from American Rock Salt at a price of $91.85 per ton for the winter of 2026-2027, not to exceed $20,000. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning the relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Hearing none. We'll take a roll call, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Levins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you. In the last meeting, we had a discussion about the speed calming devices. I was finally able to get a bid back in that I wanted from Rex Paving. And this is a copy of that. There is a dramatic difference between Stralsher and Brett's Paving. These were the only other paving company that got a bid back to us out of the multiple that we contacted. Okay. You can see Brett's Paving is about $9,978 for each calming device. Krauser's is $6,250. I did talk with Clay Krauser yesterday, had a nice long discussion with him, and he has said that once we get the approval and where the board would like to put these, within 2 weeks, they should be able to get started. So we finally got something moving in the right direction with that.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd like to make a resolution, or would we need a motion? We need a resolution to move forward on this. I know we've been kicking a can down the road on that for a year.
I know it. You were asking for a movement on this at the last meeting, and Jen came back and brought it. And we don't like to do resolutions at the table.
I understand.
We can week. No. I just let me finish, please.
I'm sorry.
I feel like is it possible, Robin, for Nicole to gather some information? We have the department heads to go through. So what I'd like to do before we enter under old business, would Nicole be able to get us a resolution put together? We still have to have a discussion on where we are putting them. Isn't that what you just stated, sir?
Is it possible to pass a motion today to move forward on it and then bring a resolution at the next meeting?
So if we do that, John, if we pass a motion, he can go ahead and let the man know, and he can get it scheduled, and then at the next meeting, we can tell him where they're going to go.
Well, that would work. So I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with Strauser. Paving, I believe, is going to be the lowest bid that came in. They have done the El Paso and take their recommendations of where the best calming devices would be applicable for the township. And if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it. For discussion, do you have any?
No.
I just, does that give you what you need, or do you need
locations?
Yeah, so right. He does need a location.
Well, I mentioned that we would take a, I said.
We decide where
right,
to go.
Right, but we'll do that at the resolution. We'll do that at the time we do a resolution. In my motion, I said that we would take the advisement of where they think the best area would be. Then that will come back to us with that recommendation. And then when we pass the resolution, at that time, we will agree or disagree with the best locations.
I think the locations, I'm going to add in there. I think the locations need to be Lowell Drive.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant the locations based upon.
I was just, look, I know.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. So the go ahead, sir.
No, you do it.
So the locations is going to be one Lowell Drive off of Wilson Road, running to the east and west, starting at 3471 all the way down to, I forget what the last address is, the church address is. The next one would be Randsburg off of 62, excuse me.
It would be Randsburg West, right? And you know all of that information, Jim. Does that get you what you need to get it started?
What I'll do is I'll get with Clay, and just like we did up on El Paso, we'll walk both streets, and he'll tell us where we need to put them.
So in 2 weeks, we're going to be able to get them started.
And then they will. Yeah, and that's what I meant by coming back and let us know the recommendation of where they would put the calming device.
So
with that, we have a motion on the floor.
I think Brenda wanted to add in comment.
So how many speed humps are we going to put?
Well, that's what I'll be discussing that with Clay and take his recommendation on how many we need to put, depending on the size of the road, and I'll go from there.
Because we would need that to be able to have the accurate number for the resolution.
Once I meet with Clay and we get that figured out, then I can get that information to Nicole. So when he draft up the resolution, it'll specifically state on Lowell, so many here, Randsburg, so many here. Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, Mr. Chairman, I don't recall if we actually had a second.
Brenda, I thought, did you second that?
I thought you seconded.
Okay, I seconded.
Just clarifying, so we do have a second, by the chairman.
We're into, yes, I second it, and we're into the discussion. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fulton?
Yes.
Is that ended, Jim? Yeah. Okay, I have two quick questions for you. Oh, okay, go ahead.
So just an update, let you know that the cameras are in, operational.
Yes, sir.
So let's just see. They're out. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Way to go. Good movement. So I had had a meeting with you, and you knew this was coming. At the last meeting was a discussion about Sweco putting the recycling containers back out here. You had left. We don't hold you here because you had work to get done. And I said I would have a conversation with you, and I did. But before I let you go today, I would like you to voice your opinion as far as the container going in this far left corner here where the parking is, the overhead wires, and your access to your buildings with your trucks and things like that. So could you offer up an opinion on your recycling containers going anywhere, if you have a better solution or not?
Not really sure where would be a good place to put them. I think if we put them over here in this corner, like you said, with the overhead wires and with people coming in both ways all the time, I think that's just going to cause an issue.
I just don't think we have the room.
I personally don't know of a place here to where we could put them back out again where it wouldn't cause an issue. Can't put them over by the modular. Really, there's no in and out, no good in and out to be able to do it. So
I just needed your opinion. We're going to be discussing it further in the agenda, but I wanted you to have the opportunity to say, since your department's right back there and everything. And then in the meeting the other day, Joe had reached out to me about that no outlet sign. And I told Joe that you, during our meeting, you told me that they're still in street signs and all kinds of signs and everything. And he said that we do not have a no outlet sign.
We had to order another no outlet sign.
Okay. So it's ordered, Joe. So, okay. And then do you mind stating the address of that home that you was telling me about? This really is going to go to Nicole, but, when Nicole comes out, I'm going to ask you if you have that address where that tree is growing up in that house. I'm not sure where I turned that in at, Joe, but we're going to get somebody on it today. So that'd be perfect. So that's all I have for Jim. Did you have anything?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to check on with the cameras that we have for the sewer lines. Mm-hmm. Last year we were talking about on Lowell Drive to see what else is in both sides. Any chance of we're going to see that this year?
We're out now. We're actually out with a camera now and the hydro, actually doing some preventive maintenance on a lot of our storm sewers. So okay. I'll definitely give it
yeah. Pretty much the one on the east side seems to back up more than the one on the west. But as you've seen what was in there from Deer Creek, it's understandable why it doesn't flow.
Problem. We got
right.
What road is this?
On Lowell Drive.
Oh, on your, okay.
See, Deer, when they were working on that, I found out by the hard way that when they broke a line, they just filled it up full of gravel and let the water seep through the gravel. It was the weirdest thing.
And there was areas where if it was a 10-inch pipe, they put an 8-inch in and didn't seal it, and everything just, it's bad.
Did you have anything?
I did. On the same line, Joe brought it to my attention that over across from 908 Richter, there's three properties there, and there was someone that was trying to dump a bunch of junk, like they were going back in with their trailer and, you know, do some illegal dumping over there. Is there any way that we can get some no trespassing signs right there?
Is that on the north side of the road, Joe? On that side.
As you're going east, it's on the right-hand side. It's right past that ditch.
Okay.
Years ago, they took down those houses that got flooded out. They were supposed to put signs below them. They never did.
County engineers never did.
Never did.
And I understand that the county bought those three properties, but that is our roadway. And, you know.
Well, it's our roadway. You're absolutely correct on that. But as far as putting no trespassing signs up towards it for a property, we would probably have to contact the county commissioners to make sure it's okay to do so. Because it's actually county commissioners owns all of his parcels down there now. That would be my take on it.
Right now. Yeah, they do.
I mean, we could put signs up, but it would just be...
If we can check with them or even with the county, I mean, obviously, let them know that the signs are missing or they were never put up as the other ones were, at least we would have something there. Now, is that going to stop? And I don't know, but at least you got some teeth in the game because there was a sign.
A deterrent. A deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely check on that.
Anything else, ma'am?
Nope.
Anybody in the audience have anything for Jim? Quick.
I have one quick.
Yes, ma'am.
The corner of Hopkins and Forest, there is willow tree, but they also have their chain link fence. When you stop,
that's what we need to
do. You don't have visibility if you're coming from Brown Road to whether or not the other person is stopping. You really don't, you can't see. And I had one person below that stop sign.
That side of the road was your coming this
That's where that willow tree was hanging over that stop sign.
Yeah.
Actually, we spoke with that gentleman here this past week about that. It's an ongoing issue. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure he gets that trim back.
Well, it's the fence too, the way the fence is covered and everything. I mean, it's just.
There's some issues going on there.
Anyone else? Thank you, Jim. So, Bob, you would be up to bat.
Thank you.
I just have one quick, basically. The oil companies and the bulk fuel storage companies up on Fisher, Wilson, they often put out grants for first responders. And since we are the providers of that response, give us the opportunity to apply for grants periodically. So 3 years ago, the old Sunoco there at Broad and Wilson, they gave us a bunch of money for hose. We're eligible to put in again this year. So with your permission, I'll put in for a few sets of gear up until whatever they limit the grant at. So I just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah. We'll make a motion that Bob Arnold puts in for the grant for
energy transfer, first responders grant.
I'll accept it.
Yeah, so noted. I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
You're usually pretty quick about it, so hopefully I come back with good news here soon. And that's the only thing I had.
Did that just come to you recently, Bob? Okay.
It's kind of last
You know, I don't, I know you was on vacation. I hope your family and you had a good vacation. I don't reach out to you, but you do know if you have anything for the agenda to reach out to me or Nicole, correct? That's why I didn't have anything on for you, but I do have a couple of questions. This is more personal than anything. You guys, when we went down to one firehouse, I used to always see your guys out every other Sunday or so early in the morning checking hydrants. I may have even asked you this before. So I'm curious, are they coming in a smaller vehicle now? The Jeep maybe or whatever it is to check hydrants. Is that what's going on?
Sometimes go ahead, because sir. Of the, it used to be a full route for each unit, each station, divided it up. So now you took two routes, put them onto one group of guys. So they sent, since Nick Thornton's been out on light duty, he's been doing a lot of them, but they still check their hydrants weekly. It just may not happen Sunday morning.
And that all
makes it's too many to get.
Yeah, and that all makes sense. And I knew you were doing them. I was just curious if that was because I thought I saw that the smaller vehicle one day, and I wondered if that was what was going on. And then the other one is, and I'm hoping you have an answer to this. When I was checking the bills for this meeting, I don't know why it strikes me all the time, but the Bourne Brothers, our trash pickup, you guys were assessed. I asked Robin about it, fee because you had an enormous amount of extra trash or something like that. Do you have any knowledge of what happened there or anything like that?
I do not. I know we did throw away a couple of recliners that were old. So they may have piled it too high. I did not notice an excessive amount of trash that day or that week or leading up to that bill. But
Well, they assessed the township.
We made note of it, so it won't happen again.
Okay. Well, that was the thing, because I felt confident that we didn't need to get a bigger one for over there, because at the last meeting, we talked a little bit about the other container and you said things are going great. So if we need to do that, I would rather up the bill a little bit that way and get you a bigger container than to be assessed $125 for a one-time pickup. So
I agree 100%. I talked to the officers about it. One of them said that they had switched out a couple of recliners and thrown them out, but he couldn't remember if that was the right time frame. But
okay,
if not, you got somebody illegally dumped.
Sure. And that's what I was afraid of. You understand? It's not a complaint. It's just if we need to make an adjustment, let's do it. That's all.
They use that recycling dumpster, and often you'll see somebody throw stuff in both.
And that's my concern when it comes to the recycling container.
Up until that point, and I can't prove that that was somebody else. That could have been us.
Understood.
I don't see it as a problem yet.
I don't have anything else to use, sir.
The only thing I was going to add.
No, I don't even think it has two lids. So.
The thing I was going to ask is on the Shell station, the old Shell station, if we could have someone go by and take a look. I thought I went by there and it looked like someone had pulled down some of the wood that they could actually access the old car wash. I didn't know if people were getting in there again like they had been.
On Wilson?
Yes.
I can look into
it. Wilson and Philippi. Because it goes from Georgeville to Philippi right there.
Yeah, we'll look at it.
Thanks.
I was going to say.
Why would
that be
Bob? I'm sorry?
Why would that be Bob? Wouldn't that be Byron?
Well, no. I mean,
I don't know.
The building department, you would probably send.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, okay, per pot over.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay. Unless I got that wrong.
You're right. You're 100% right. Brenda, did you have?
I do have something real quick.
Sure.
I see you won.
One.
You're missing something.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. I noticed it when you had it.
So you won.
You didn't have it.
Thank goodness.
His wife made sure he won.
Yeah.
Anybody in the audience have anything for Bob?
Yeah, I do have one question.
Sure.
Can we get the stats for the response times before this station was closed? To that responding area for this particular station?
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Just let me know where to send them.
Okay.
I get all my information through Columbus because they dispatch for us, so their computer system actually keeps track of all that.
So I can get it from Columbus?
You can.
I'll just do that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Chief Smith?
Thanks, sir. Yeah, that's not going to happen. How's everybody doing?
Great.
We'll have them on the list. So there he is.
Hasn't changed his mind yet.
Well, I look back to make sure he was still here. We will do the second part of his swearing in first. That's it.
However you want to do it, sir.
There we go. Would it be okay if we do it behind the camera?
Absolutely. Chair, I'll place it for him.
Just for anybody that wasn't here the last meeting, this is our newest officer, Eric Runyon. Very pleased to have him with us. Eric, do you want to tell just a couple things about yourself? Where you came from?
I've been a police officer for about 10 years up in Marine and Whitehall, and I just always enjoyed helping people and kind of taking care of the community that I work for, and I'm excited to work here, and I'm excited to work for the chief and with all the guys here.
Cool stuff. I was thinking. It's like the last thing. I state your name.
I, Eric Runyon.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Of the United States and of the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will in all respects obey and comply with the resolutions and rules and regulations.
And I will in all respects obey and comply with the resolution and rules and regulations.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
As set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department. Which it is. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations. What's that?
You get a picture with the trustees.
Yeah, did we want to do one with you and the trustees?
Sure. Get up here next to you, slide in there, Charlie.
Congratulations. Thank Welcome you. Aboard.
Are you in this too, sir?
Oh, I suppose I should.
You want to set this down?
Yeah.
Well, I'm your cameraman.
I got right.
it. Just slip it up here. Mom's
Good. Oh, your slide.
This is an admission of guilt. This is an admission that you are taking the job. Fail to appear.
It's nice for you guys to pass around. So, and then it'll go into this personnel file.
Thank you.
Well, you're not trying. Come on, Mark. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to start with the trailer stats. Last time, I'll give you a little more information. We had a few things just inadvertently to know what got left out. So, Trayview and North Hague, where the trailer currently is, it'll be moved here soon. Average speed was 45 mile per hour zone. The highest speed was 65. Someone trying to race the sign for sure.
Five under John's.
Right.
I don't know how they got that.
Richter Road, average speed is 38. It is a 25 mile per hour zone. It's speeding, but not, you know, astronomical, but we're still enforcing it best we can. Highest speed was 72. Again, most likely somebody playing with the sign. Was the entrance ramp. We received one quote that we could use. Apparently, most companies require 35 to 50% down. And as we all know, we don't operate that way. We do a net 30. So I have one quote for the painting of the deck, which is also going to include the black window trim on the front of the building, and that is for $1,900. That is with, and I think you already talked to Dave about replacing the top boards, and then we already have the non-slip resistant paper, whatever you call that stuff, to go on there.
So I can tell you what other townships are doing, because everybody's having the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting with their... like if we was to pass a resolution, the fact that we don't have three quotes, they're putting the information in on who they sent out their other quotes to and wrote no bid. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Uh-huh.
And so you would need two of those, and then you put in the bid that you accepted, and it showed you tried to do your due diligence. Can't be running around for a month or two tracking down to see, you know, we did the best we could do. And we have to move on. So I've seen that with other townships. And so that would be my recommendation on that.
It's a good idea.
So do we, obviously, we do not have anything prepared for this time. Do we want to?
I don't think we need a separate resolution because I have an open PO
for
facility maintenance, Robin. I don't think
you do.
Need anything else.
Right. I mean, as long as the board's aware and there's no opposition, you know.
There's no motion, though, that we accept
right.
that?
I think so.
He's already got everything he needs.
Okay. Already.
He was informing.
Gotcha.
Right.
Now I do need a motion to accept the resolution of Michael Steed. His last shift will be on July 24th. He will be going to Blinden Township.
I'll accept that motion as stated. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? I hate to see him go.
No, I do too.
That would be my discussion, but I'll ask for a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Levins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next, we have a letter of commendation from Chief Gilbert from the Sheriff's Office pertaining to an incident, and I'll read it, involving Officer Tidlon Baldwin. Chief Byron Smith, on April 21st, 2026, approximately 1:52, I was behind an injured stolen vehicle traveling northbound on Philippi Road near the West Broad Street when Franklin Township Police Officers Baldwin and Kidwell advised that they were en route to assist with a felony stop that was going to be conducted. The vehicle refused to stop. Other units subsequently disengaged from the pursuit as the Columbus Division of Police helicopter was overhead and assumed responsibility for tracking the fleeing vehicle. After the suspect vehicle struck another vehicle in the area of Fisher and Rome Hayward Road, the suspect fled on foot as responding units converged on the area. Your officers remained in the vicinity and assisted in taking the suspects into custody. Their involvement in this arrest was crucial to the safety of not only myself and other deputies, but also the public. The suspect, later identified as a 14-year-old juvenile, was found to be in possession of a stolen semi-automatic handgun equipped with an extended magazine. Please accept this letter of compliment for Officers Baldwin and Matt Kidwell. Their willingness to assist during an incident involving an armed and fleeing felony suspect reflects highly on both their professionalism and the Franklin Township Police Department.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Status of 313-305, I talked to 3C. They're waiting for parts to come in before we give them vehicles. So that's kind of the holdup right now. The push bumper for 305, once you order them new, usually takes a couple months to get it from the manufacturer. Sure how they do business, but that seems to be the way it works. So once that's done, I'll update the board, you know, each meeting with the process where we're at.
It'll be time to put a Christmas wreath on it by the time you get it back.
I'm thinking so. Hey. Let's see. Parking issues. So we're still having issues around Brookside and Plank with parking. I know Brenda's gotten some complaints from residents. We always get complaints. The easiest thing to do would be to put up no parking signs, which is something we definitely can enforce, because right now you're allowed to park. It doesn't say no parking. There's no curb. As long as one vehicle can get around at a time. The only difference would be right in front of that quote party house where we have the no parking right in front of there. So I would propose, if the board is interested, and I took some pictures for you guys just to kind of see the area where you might want to put them. And I wrote down the direction where we were at. Going all the way up and down, because I guess
the little road here.
I haven't seen it, but
and
I guess
right here, these parties, if this picture showed it, UDF would be right here.
I know we've got right. My
so they're parking it out okay. In the front.
I mean, that's
and
the
this
only
is
thing
busy
I
right here up to blank.
They're not blocking the whole road.
I got
and
actually, there's not a lot we can do.
If they're parked a little bit over toward the center, it's really hard to even pass them down.
Well, then you back up
one lane.
You're right. They're making it to where there's only one lane or a half of one lane.
Yeah, lane and half.
You know, and like they're literally, see where that car is at?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not parked there, but I don't think it is it?
No, I think it's moving. It looks
but,
like it's on the road to me, moving.
But anyway, that's how they're parking there.
How many people do they used. I mean, how many people can you possibly have at one time there? You know,
it's got a pretty big lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's just crazy.
And when you, I don't believe I was a trustee then, but when you put up the other signs, it had a negative effect on them parking. I mean,
yeah, they didn't.
This is what you need in order to correct this problem. You need the board to authorize.
Yes.
I'm glad you stuck around.
We're going to take them all the way down the road on both sides, all the way to Wilson.
We could. You and I can go look at it and see where we think.
Now, do we? Now, is that something that we're putting those signs up there? Do we have to go through the whole posting it for 70 days?
Yes.
Yep. To be legal.
You want these back cheap or
not? You could give them to Robin because she's going to have to help with the process.
So we would go up there and look and see how many we need to.
So you want to bring it back to, I know you want to get it done as soon as possible. You want to have them do that and bring it back to
I would like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that we have Chief Smith work with Road Superintendent Jim Stevens and to facilitate that locations of the signs and bring it back to us so that we can move forward.
I'll second the motion.
I can't say that word.
Further discussion.
Did I get it out enough to you understood?
Did you get that, Robin? I know you were
talking. Facilitate. There we go.
Repeat it.
You just need to roll call.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So it's Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Update on the FOP contract. So
I put that on there. You want me to kind of take over?
Well, I talked to Robin today, so
okay.
I had a couple conversations with Mr. Kirby, and he just had cataract surgery. So we're hoping we'll have some information by, I think, next Thursday.
Okay.
Beyond that, we're kind of...
Okay. Yeah. And then we'll just set up a time and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been very accommodating, should I say, you know, because I did see the emails with Jackie and them. And,
right.
And everything, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, but we're just waiting on financial aspect of it. John, you'd probably be the one that could answer this better than anyone. At our last meeting, we're waiting for to know all of the ask because you said you were approached. We thought we had everything that they wanted. I'm just going to lay it out there without... We're trying to, and John was approached or told me he was approached to add some things. I've been working on what we had already talked about. Right. So I stopped. So my ask is let's get the financials that we need to make decisions.
Right.
But I also need to know, or we need to know what they want. So there's probably got to be another meeting had to sit down and, you know, I don't know. I'm not involved. John stepped up to the plate and said would do it, and he's doing it. But we need to have you agree, Chief, 100%. That we have to know what it is that they want.
So we really haven't had an official ask or anything of that nature. Unofficial, that there may be two things that we're considering that they would like to consider to add to it. So without being another meeting to officially enter that into it, there's not much more other than we can do than getting the financials.
I can email and see if they can send us over everything and eliminate the need for a meeting because it's just going to be, here's what I want to add. And then you could schedule another meeting with the board to kind of go over everything.
That would suffice.
I'm good. I just wanted it to be sure. On here, though.
Absolutely.
Update, so that's all that was for, sir. Thanks for – I didn't know that you've finally been able to catch up with Mr. Kirby. So.
Yeah, I've been trying to with respect to his, you know, health issues. So Jan already said National Night Out, August 4th, 6 to 9, down at Central Baptist Church. It's usually a pretty big turnout. Nothing has been requested of us, not me personally. I haven't heard really from anybody. But we will plan to try to attend. It is a big community event, even though we're a little short, but we'll work something out. Next, we have an officer that's going to be on medical leave, and I've given all the paperwork I have to Robin, probably for at least the next 3 months with a surgery. So once you know, the next meeting, we'll get with the board on injury leave and that kind of stuff, and we'll make sure all the paperwork is done accordingly the way it has to be done. That's more or less just an update, nothing else. That's all I have, unless you have something for me.
I have a quick question, Byron. With the injury and losing the officers and things like that, and I know we got a new officer in and everything, are we still going to be good on all the shifts coverages? I'm imagining you're offering up overtime and things like that and everything, but I think it's very important that we keep, know how I feel about two people on the road. You know what I mean? And I understand there's times that it can't be done, but I would rather know now that we have a problem or we can address it. So,
yeah, no, we're trying to maintain at least two officers with overtime or however, but.
And I didn't put it on here because of all the, your page was so long. Any applicants in the blind not getting anything? We're actually looking for two, aren't we?
Yeah, we're actually looking for two more.
That's what I thought. So that's all I have, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to see what we can do. I am seeing an uptick on I don't want to just say they're homeless, but people in the roadway that are holding their signs and et cetera, especially at Wilson and Broad and at Georgesville and Broad. Being the fact that they basically have a bucket and sit there in the medium, I understand that we can't just do anything nowadays because the panhandling aspect, the city doesn't recognize it. But are we able to get them because they are in traffic?
Not if they're on the median. If they're in the roadway, we can write them for soliciting from the roadway. The problem isn't the enforcement. Problem is what happens when they go to court, and they already know they're typically dismissed as soon as they get down there. But we continue to do
it. Yeah, because I mean, it's just as discouraging to them that they have a court date and etc. And I noticed as you are going to the west on West Broad Street, and you come up to Georgesville or Philippi. There's a person, because there's no medium, it's just painted.
Right.
And they're standing like right there. And it's like, wow, someone's going to get hit. But I didn't realize that they could actually stand in those islands and actually work from the, I call it work, they're there 8 hours. So,
They didn't used to be. It's basically just the courts kind of transition to considering that very low level kind of crime and in the interest
so,
of justice.
Like Delaware, basically, not Dublin, I've seen signs out that basically says don't feed the animals in so many words. What can Franklin Township do? Because it is a very big stigma that we have so much of that in the corridor of our area. What can you come up with that we would be able to have something that would have teeth that we can curve this?
Nothing legal. We're already doing everything we can.
Buy a bus ticket to Florida?
I can present that to the board. You want to pass this out?
It's just very frustrating because I'm just curious if you've ever looked into what does Arlington, what does Dublin, what does the other places do?
Right.
And like I did, I seen one of those signs up that said something, there's better ways to give. I don't know what else to.
And it's just additional enforcement, making it so it's uncomfortable for them to be there. We'll continue to enforce.
They leave their trash. They leave everything. It's just, even coming here today, it's just, I just get so frustrated seeing that.
Right.
And it's a look on the, it's a stain on the township. You're now entering the begging session. And it's the same people. They sit there 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day.
It is. I mean, anywhere you drive, anywhere in the county, for sure. I mean, you see.
Yes. But if we could find out if there are any new legislation, anything that we could do to curb that, I'm open to any kind of,
ideas that we were able to do. I don't know if signage works because the sign would just come up missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, you know, they're standing there and there's a sign up above saying, please do not give. There's better ways to give. This is unsafe for people to stand here.
And they'll stand under the sign.
Right. And then the sign will be gone that night.
I'll keep my eyes open for anything
else. And then the lastly, I had Lowell Drive. Can we get some radar? Like, I don't know. What time is shift change? 7?
7.
11. Okay. So I noticed at 7 o'clock, between 6 and 7, I don't know where they're cutting through from Fisher Road. But, I know they're speeding because I can see it on the sign. Because I run in the morning and it's like, ooh, guy went by me 35, 40 mile an hour. And the same thing between 6 and 7 in the evening. Those are the two biggest times that it's not necessarily the church traffic. It's just I don't know if they live in the back section. But, I'm seeing 40, 50 mile an hour pop up on the screen.
Okay.
Is that it, sir?
That's it.
Ma'am?
I have nothing.
Anybody in the audience have anything for the chief? Thank you, chief. Under old business discussion about being taken about HB 96, House Bill 96, security training. So is this where we passed a motion to have the employees? You want to explain it?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is twofold in this document, but it does have the participation that you're looking for in the cybersecurity training. That the board passed a motion for the staff to partake in the monthly cybersecurity trainings. Revolution Group graciously put this together, really without my request. On the left side of the document, it will give the average training participation for the staff. That's not a test score. That's the participation number. I was asked to bring a number, but then Revolution Group provided this to me. We'll talk about this a little bit more in another part of the meeting. Need to open yours, or did you get it?
I got it.
Oh, you were like looking for the corner, like it was stuck together.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the information I was asked to obtain. So,
Robin, I took the last course, and I missed two. So then I went back, but what they do is they make you go through all the other ones you got right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like I finally gave up. I'm like, I'm done. I missed two.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would go back to just me, look at the ones I missed and reread it, because I could have had, is it A or is it B or all the above?
Mm-hmm.
I would have known, okay, it wasn't B, it was A. It's just the way it was worded. I do terrible at those. I do better at fill in the blank than I do those.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually like to take and watch the videos and take them.
Mm-hmm.
But now the way that they have it, then you go, and this is what's bad. I had to then retake everything, and then I missed something that I didn't miss before. So now I'm not down two, I'm down three. And then I did it again, and then I got this one correct, and then I had to go back again. And I'm like, okay, I don't have time for this. But okay. I think some of the way that they do that, I don't expect people to get 100%. I don't expect people to walk away from there with 100% that they're going to remember everything. I recognize something that I got in an email about tickets. And I'm like, tickets? You know, click on this link and get your ticket for, you know, like a show ticket or something. So I sent it to him and said, hey, can you check this out? Because I don't know what this is about. Well, why are you sending it to me? Okay, sorry. So I deleted it.
So it came through township email?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that
that's unusual for them because normally they jump right on.
They question why I was sending it. I said, because I don't recognize it. I'm not going to a concert and I would have no reason to use the township email to book tickets somewhere. Mm-hmm. And of all of these that I watched, they do a great job with the videos and you watch it and you learn and it is pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of people are going to be frustrated like me because you think you're done and you miss one or two and then they got to go back through and then you just give up real easy. It's like, okay, fine. So that could be one of the reasons participation is so low.
Okay.
So with all that being said, we just want to encourage that people continue to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Because it does have great recognition because I will say that I got an email from Revelation Group saying, hey, we will something about we'll get to you tomorrow morning on your request for something for my email. I emailed them back and said, I never requested anything. And they said, you didn't request to have your password changed? No. So the hacker actually was wanting, so then they took care of stuff and said, now you're going to have to go back in and set up a new password, which was fine. And I did that. And so in watching these, it is very vital because let me tell you, it is very crafty on some of the stuff and stuff that you click on, stuff that you open. I find that it is very knowledgeable to learn from some of those, I call them skits, movies, or whatever you want to call them. The training is very good.
Bob?
As far as I understand, the firefighters who have township, they all have township emails, and this training is supposed to go to their email. It wasn't coming. Just a select few of us get it. So I'll link that to Revolution Group months ago after you guys mandated this. And to my understanding, we're still waiting. So if it is showing that you have low participation, there's probably at least 15 out of the fire department that don't get the emails for the training. Maybe more.
Try to, if that happens, Bob, with that or anything else, or you don't see an improvement, bring it to Robin, would you? So she can, she's our contact with Revolution Group. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not sure who sees what you sent in to John's thing. I sent something in a couple weeks ago and they got back to me and said, you know, it was a good thing that I sent it in. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm new getting into this ball game and everything. So anything that looks suspicious, it was the same thing as John's. I don't have anything on that township phone that has to do with anything of my personal life. And they were like wanting some information. It was almost similar. It might have been the same thing. It was about some tickets or something like that. And so I turned it in. So that's great though to have that information. And Robin, you can just double check with, I think his name's Eric, isn't it? And see if you can look into everyone who needs it is getting it.
Mm-hmm. So. And some of those skids, one of the biggest things, even taking the test, what should have you done? What shouldn't you have done? And one of the biggest things is that they tell you in those skits, I call them skits, but the training was to not open it and reply to it, is to send or call, Jim, did you send me this? You know, and basically that's what I was doing, sending it to Revolution Group going, I'm not ordering tickets.
Anything else?
Nope.
Brenda doesn't have anything. I ask her. Nicole, can you step out, ma'am? I was wondering if you could give us an update on 1901 Joyful. And I'm sorry. Joe has a property that I want him to speak to you about. So
I have not heard anything from the owner of the Joyful property. So I am going, I guess we're going to have to I'm going to mail him a letter and let him know that he is supposed to, I need to go by the property to make sure he hasn't did what he said he was going to do, which was find another tenant for the home. Because apparently there was one prior. And if that's still the case, I'm going to send him a letter, tell him that he needs to reach out to us, so that we can have a conversation about what his plans are moving forward. And then I guess based off that conversation is how we'll decide to move forward. Whether it's just another update to the board that he's working on it, or if it's another resolution to declare he's a father.
The young lady that came in the last time, I don't know if that was her son or whatever, and they were talking about having one tore down. Did they get back to you?
I have not heard from her. No. But I can go by the property and see what the status of that is.
Yeah, be great to have if you can bring back some communication one way or the other. I felt for her and everything, but in the overall scheme of things, rules, everything still has to be taken care of one way or the other. So, Joe, did you want to give Nicole?
This one's at 1206 Richter.
Okay.
And I've got two pictures here if you want to take a look at it. Been like that for years. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay. I'm going to email these to myself and I'll take a look at it. Let's see what we can do.
And you guys have any questions for Nicole, Brenda?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and move on then. Did anybody in the audience have any questions for Nicole? Sometimes people do. Okay. So, let's see. Do we have new business? We've already taken care of one. John and Brenda, I had a meeting with the insurance brokers
okay.
the other day, and I'm trying to get them. So when we took them on, that day they came in, they laid out this whole plan and everything. But by the time we get back to them and everything, that's outdated. You know what I'm trying to say? As far as being able to get the employees to sign up for next year's insurance and everything like that. So we sat here and we came up with a plan. Do you have the information, ma'am, that you want to lay out? So,
yeah, I mean, there had been established, the group would come back in mid-August, to provide just an update, not in front of the board at that point, just an update on, where they're at with things and, talking with each of the benefit providers, just kind of like laying things out as far as where they're at in their timeline. The goal is that another meeting will be set for mid-November. That one will be getting to where we're going to be going in, you know, they'll be coming in front of the board to be discussing what has been determined, what tiers they're looking at doing a two-planned option. They're looking at that. And at that point in mid-November, it will be laid in front of the board will get everything between mid-August and mid-November. The board will be receiving information so that by the time they come, you know, to the board in mid-November for decisions to be made, the board will have had adequate time to review everything and make those decisions. The goal is to have open enrollment potentially open to the staff, basically that week of November the 22nd. If not, it would be the following week going into November the 30th. That is the goal that is set at this time, if we can maintain the timeline.
Ma'am, would we still log in to our, whatever you, not UAN, but when we would go in and look at what?
Employee Navigator.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Would that all be the same, or do we have to set up new passwords?
Well, if we're going out to market, there would be the FormFire. Could be an option. We haven't really talked about FormFire. I think that's going to come up in mid-August. As far as the staff all going in and putting in, like, to where that gets more detailed and more in-depth, where you're putting in, you know, your personal information, prescriptions, medications, family, you know, because they're trying to look at the whole scope of what they're servicing as a township. But then, yes, Employee Navigator will be where you will go to select your options once the board decides what those options are.
Since we change brokers, is any of that changed? Do we have to set up FormFire again through?
No, FormFire will just turn over as the same.
Okay. Employee Navigator will be the same.
Employee Navigator is being built as we speak now. I mean, they are creating that from the model we had before. So the employees will not be responsible for building their own employee navigator.
Would we, like, if I wanted to go into my employee navigator, I would do it the same way I always did, same password, same everything.
Passwords could change. I mean, I'm trying to find that all out. Because right now, what my job I'm tasked with is going in and looking at each employee and employee navigator to ensure that the benefits that they're currently receiving is exactly what's in employee navigator, because they've went and built it from all of the provider's bills. Like, they've taken all the provider bills, Medical Mutual. This is all the people that are on Medical Mutual. Okay, they've all got the medical plans, this particular tier. Then they did it with dental, medical, vision, and they're asking me to go back and just make sure that their input is correct. Once that is validated, then everybody will have access back to their employee navigator again, and everything will be definitely ready to go by open enrollment period.
Okay.
The only thing that I wanted to ask, and we talked about this in a meeting one day, is the board interested in at least getting the information on the two-tiered insurance? Do you remember where you talked about that? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. And I asked the question because you posed it, John, and the fact that you take away the cost, if you have that, it costs more. The pie gets smaller, and he said it doesn't. Is that am I correct on that?
Yes.
It's not necessarily going to affect the cost of the people who choose to get, I'm going to call it, when I call it to them, okay, we'll do A and B. A is what everybody has now. If some, Byron, I need you to listen to this because we've had this conversation. B would be if you choose to take a, you want to contribute less and you take a different, like the Zurich card. You don't want to, you know what I'm trying to say, deductibles and things like that. So I don't want to waste their time and have them do this if there's no interest. So is there interest to at least have them present it? Or not?
I think so. I mean, because it gives us options.
And he said, it's they really don't mind doing standard. It, and it would be fine. But I just didn't want to waste their time, you know, if we weren't. So let's let them just at least bring it and go on. So that was that. The discussion about the 27 proposed task. Tax budget. The tax budget has been prepared. It has been here now. Is it 9 days, ma'am, that it's been on? And if anybody who's here now or anybody out there wants to come in, you still have time to do so, up through tomorrow at noon, to take a look at the tax budget. Robin reached out to you and Brenda. When Chris got it done, it did not allow us enough time to take care of that today. We wanted, the initial plan was to take care of today. And when it came down, it had to be tomorrow. And I had, an event that I cannot get out of. And she reached out to you independently, and both of you got back and said you didn't have a problem doing the meeting tomorrow without me.
Correct. We're just going at noon. Is that
noon
correct?
Tomorrow? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're both still good with that, and it's not a problem. I just couldn't do it. I could have pushed till Saturday or something like that, or whatever, if we had to. But I just can't do tomorrow. And you guys said you could do it, and there was other times where we were going to hold meetings, and Julie said we're perfectly fine if we have two trustees.
Right,
so
right.
You're both good with that. I just wanted to make sure you were aware. And so for the public's knowledge, there will be that meeting tomorrow at noon here. So, and then the next thing is, we'll also be discussing Jim's, road district inside millage at the same time. I'm just out of curiosity, Jim, is this the one that got messed up that year?
Yeah, there is.
That's what I thought when I was reading through this yesterday. Any questions on either of those two?
No.
Jim, I do one.
Okay.
How far back did that set us with that error from Miss Justice changing those numbers that we couldn't then collect the money, which the monies that we could have collected was not coming from the taxpayers. It was coming from the government.
Sure.
And the taxpayers didn't get the benefit from that, because once that was, those numbers were shifted around, you can't go back and redo it once you turn it in. It's like trying to turn in a lottery ticket. Well, let me redo it. I now know the winning numbers. You can't, once you turn it in, it's it.
It limited the amount of like paving work and everything that we could do. But I, from my understanding, the way it's all been explained to me, every year you have to pretty much show what you're going to use it for. That year, since the piece of pie was only this big, I think going into the next year, they thought that's the only thing that we really needed, when really and truly it was here. So, I mean, there was kind of a snowball effect.
What was this, the final sum of that, would you say, that we didn't get to use? It was over 100,000.
180?
Like 180? That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
That's all I have, sir.
All righty. Fiscal Department, I see no one. So we will move on to the administrative clerk, Robin Watkins, please.
I have a motion to approve payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board makes a motion to approve the employee payroll for the period of June the 28th through July the 11th, 2026, in the amount of $155,464.50. Direct deposit occurred on July the 17th, electronic vouchers 1780, 2026 through 1838. 2026, and there's an exhibit.
I accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Hearing none, take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Levin.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're ready, ma'am.
A motion to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from July the 8th, 2026 through July the 20th, 2026, the amount of $119,436.28 for electronic payment vouchers, which are, you know, basically ACH, 1747-2026 through 1840-2026, and there's an exhibit as well.
I accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Blevins.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
I'm going to take C. So this is the people from the engineers department who reached out the other day and put that thing out there. I want to explain what happened. So our rental agreement, we had got back from Julie. We had a gentleman come in, wanted to hold group service in the parking lot, and we didn't have anything like that in place. And when we started checking on the liability of all of it and everything, it was recommended that we go into having a rental agreement or something like that. And so the first time that this has come into play, they reached out to Nicole, the engineering's office, and Nicole reached out to me, and I said, put it on the agenda. And so Nicole reached back to them, and what happened was they are under the same time frame, and the problems that we were with the budget was they had 15-day window that they had to start their advertisement that said they were holding a meeting, you know, by statute. They have to let everybody know. I didn't understand that, and so when you sent that to me and said, you know, that they were advertising everything, reached out to the lady and said, it's not going to be determined today. And they understand that they could be getting a phone call. But for my personal self, this benefits our people in our township, because this bridge they're talking about is right down the road here within sure. a quarter of a mile. And I think that we need to be good partners with other entities and government and everything. And so I, for one, have no problem with them getting the township hall, and I think it, since it's intergovernmental like that and everything, that we waive the fee. That would be my...
Mr. Chairman, if I can, in the whole scheme of putting this together, that was one of the things that we had in there, that we have the right to be able to do that. And anytime, if someone was wanting to use this hall for selling Girl Scout cookies or picking up or something of that nature that had no legislation by the body of the government
for the people of Franklin Township, absolutely we would charge. But the fact that the county, it's only taxpayers' dollars going back into the bridge in this area, I don't see where we would want to charge a fee for that. And that's exactly how this was crafted.
Ma'am, how do you feel?
I feel like we should waive the fee.
And you're good. I need to let Nicole reach out to them and let them know that they're good and to continue their advertisement today. That was the gift. If there's any, excuse me, if there's any blame to be put on anyone, the blame would be me, because when Nicole called me, I said put it on the calendar or put it on the agenda, whatever words I used, and the lady took it to mean that they were on the calendar. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When I got the whole story, I was very understanding, because we're up against that same thing. So we're having to do a meeting tomorrow, right, just because of these deadlines that people put on you. So I don't know that we have to do anything,
nope,
John, or we're just good to go.
Because it's already in agreement. It's already
set up. You
have to sign the agreement.
Okay, yeah, so
we signed the agreement, but we are already... That agreement's already set up to the point where
we just have to sign this
document. We don't have to.
They did fill out an agreement, correct?
But we have to sign.
I understand that, but they have one filled out, right?
Correct.
So while we're on this subject, before we sign that agreement, we can sign that and everything, but we have the Southwest Area Commission that meets here, and I feel the exact same way about them. I feel like they gave me the information, and I believe the lady was in the hospital, and so I did not follow through with it. I don't have an agreement from them. I have one here today, but like it, don't like it, whatever. They meet here, and they are close to our township, and they do have information that affects our residents. So I would like to settle it today on what we're going to do with the Southeast. Am I saying it right? Southwest. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're staying here for this or not, but I'm trying to get this taken care of. So that's where I stand. I just always go to him, man, because he's the vice chair. So where do you stand on this for them, John?
Well, again, if it's affecting our area and it's our residents and it's beneficial information, I don't think that we should charge for the use of the facility. If someone wanted to come in and use this in the afternoon because they are building something across the street and they want to lay their maps out and be able to have all the contractors at one time, that has nothing to do with the township as far as the residential and local government. If it's to deal with local government in our own community, I think that there should not be a charge.
Ma'am.
I agree.
Understood. So, ladies, I have a rental agreement. I have all of the paperwork that needs to be taken care of. I don't think it's either one of you. You told me it was someone else, but I know you're in charge. So when you go to leave today, can I give this to you and you get it to the person and bring it back to Nicole, and we'll get this all buttoned up and everything will be right. And then I'll make sure Nicole, Robin, and I do, you know, stay on top of these. You know, it's new.
Right.
You know, so.
Their document.
So, all right.
If you're going to waive their fee on that document, there's a place that says rental fee waived. It could be marked and trustee could sign it or initial, so that way when they turn the application in.
You need this to do something to it, is that what you're saying?
Right, I can turn to the proper case, so that
I think that we should all three sign it.
Yeah, there's a place here you can sign
all
it.
All of us, so that if it's turned in, that it has been known that all three trustees have signed it.
Yeah, hold on, I'm not sure.
So that we're all acknowledging of it.
Yeah, so there's right here on this page, there's a spot that you've agreed upon that the rental fee would be waived, and that box could be marked, and then you could either sign your names like across there, because actually here's where you can sign. You know, there's township approval. There's not enough space for all the trustees, but you could just write your names next to each other
on the document, but if you wouldn't mind, just for their sake, on the part that says fee waived, can you mark that and then just have
you it see it okay? If you sign it first, then we can sign beside you.
Lead the way, man. Does that make sense? Okay. And that, so right here where it says, just mark that, and then just if you would sign, and then we'll try to make room for everybody. And then that way, when you turn the document in, this part is all completed.
And then you said I have to sign.
Yeah, here where it says township approval, approved by, and if you could, again, just make room for, and again, if we go off the line, it's okay.
What you got?
There's a couple of spots, yes. So. So it's just on the front of one page and on the back of the other.
Sign beside Brittany here.
And then do you guys want to do the same on this county engineer?
I can sign across from her.
So I do have a question, though, for Southwest Area Commission.
Do we want two different ones, or is this one?
Finish this topic, or do you want to go ahead and do this?
Okay.
So,
same thing.
Yeah. So,
that's for both of them.
So why can't you guys hold it in your own municipality?
So the city just has, at this point in time, has zero buildings that we can pull in the Southwest area.
I was just asking because Westside Area Commission, they hold their meetings at the library at Hagen. And that's nowhere close to us either. Yeah, we're all the way up north.
In the Southwest area. We have two restaurants in the Southwest area, Ari's, and there's another restaurant that has like 10 tables. Like, there's no places for us. Now, we could work with, which is what I was thinking of you about, we could talk to places of worship to see if they would be willing to host us. That's where we had been prior to this. But because we are quasi-governmental and we want to be welcoming of all faiths, we have worked with you to get this space to hold those meetings. So that way, anyone of any faith or no faith feel comfortable coming into the space.
Understood. Is that it, ma'am?
Yeah, I was just curious as to why. I mean, I know I've asked Patty this numerous times, but
yeah, part of why we're working so hard to save McCoy Park, especially those green lawn properties, because there is a building there that potentially over time we may be able to utilize for our meetings, but that we're 2 to 3 years away from that being ready for us. So we are looking forward to that. We've also had conversations with the NWSL, when their training facility is available, they may allow us to read there. So, but we're still 2 to 3 years away from a suitable location. So we do appreciate your, what's the word?
Hospitality.
Your hospitality. That's the exact one.
And the residents, most 99% of the residents are in this facility to come to the meetings. And that's who we serve.
So, your
residents as well as Columbus residents.
Right. I understand that because I don't think that some of the township residents understand that they can run for a seat at the Southwest Area Commission.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They can.
Now, we have one of our members is a township resident.
Yes.
Good to know.
So I hope you didn't feel like our hospitality today was rushing you and everything, but I do my best to hold these meetings to 2 hours to try to get as much business done as I can.
I understand completely.
Because you start losing people after that. People don't want to stay and, you know, listen and stuff like that. So I wasn't trying to be inhospitable or anything like that. I just wanted you to know that. So I'm going to move on. So we're at the point. So what do we want to do about the container for Sweco? We've talked about it and everything, and so it's on here.
For the dumpsters?
For the dumpsters.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I would say, as a long-serving trustee here, I have seen us use it before where it was up front. That did seem to work out there. But now with the way that the dynamics of the way that this area is set up,
there is no safe, adequate way to be able to have either residents come in to utilize a dumpster, nor is there a safe way without blind spots for them to come in and pick it up. There's too much of the in and out with the open areas that we have. I don't see where it would be feasible for us. I think it would be liability on safety if we was to obtain any more of those dumpsters.
I'll just say ditto for the sake of time. So,
me man, too.
How about you?
Ditto. Oh,
okay, you're good. Okay. So, Robin, I guess we can have you get back to them and let them know that, unfortunately, at this time, what John just stated is our stance on it. Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And then can you take E, ma'am, when you're ready?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you'll finish us out in E, F, and G, please.
Okay.
When you have time.
Yeah. I had sent the board an email. Revolution Group had sent over a quote related to data loss prevention and their recommendation on the type of work that we do. And I didn't know if you guys had had an opportunity to look at that quote or not.
$1,500 more.
It's $1,200 for the service. And basically what it means is that our emails will be like scanned for and looked for. Emails coming in and or going out are basically going to be scanned for encryptions for relating to Social Security numbers, anything that's HIPAA related, medical, like the system and the software will connect with our Microsoft 365. Especially in dealing with BWC. And this was not something that I generated. I just want you to know I did not solicit this for Franklin Township. They sent it in and said, hey, we've got this new opportunity, knowing that this is the type of work that we do. So I just wanted to make sure the board understood that I didn't go out on my own asking for something to spend taxpayer dollars. And because this security and maturity roadmap and this opportunity is actually in this roadmap. And the reason he sent this was to kind of show our progression of how well the township is staying on task with House Bill 96 and cybersecurity and protecting our employees, not only our employees and their data, but customers and information that we have on file related, because we do, you know, 99% of our business. And as far as the paying bills and things is all done ACH, payroll is done ACH, you're dealing with bank and sensitive information. So there's not a resolution on the agenda. I prepared a resolution, but it was not because I, you know, was forcing anything. I just wanted to be prepared. If the board would like to table this to spend more time looking at the quote, I absolutely respect that. But I just wanted to make sure you were aware of this opportunity that was brought to my attention. I immediately sent it to you as soon as I received it.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would highly recommend that the board would consider passing this in lieu of what we have seen with breaches. We've all seen the headaches that we've had where we've had cyber attacks, one, financially, two, just our emails. Even like with me, no, I didn't ask for any help. I mean, that's pretty brazen. Anything that we could do for the 1500, I said 15, it was 12.
12, yeah.
For the $1,200 to minimize any more that we could of in this today's world of hackers getting anything else out. They may listen to us on these videos and say, oh, they think they're good. We are a challenge to them. But in lieu of us as humans making a small error where somebody's Social Security or their birth date or their mother's maiden name or any of that information is protected, it's one step further to not say we got the criminal. It's one step further to say we didn't ruin someone else's time and family in trying to fight their own issues where someone gets their information. We have taken great strides with Franklin Township, even with the LifeLock and the different things that we could do And I think that this board has taken it very serious when it comes to people's personal information to do just that, to keep it personal. So if we have an opportunity for a small scale of taxpayers' dollars to help prevent any of this getting any further, I think that the action would be warranted.
I agree with the just along with the fiscal officer's issues the last time with lawyers' fees and the overtime we had to pay.
Absolutely.
Probably we would save the taxpayers' money.
So I'm
like-minded.
I would recommend. Oh, do you have a resolution ready?
I did prepare one, but it was only because I wanted to stay on task.
Oh, yeah.
And if the board wanted to table it, I fully respect that.
If you have
that.
It ready, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So this is a resolution authorizing the acceptance of a quote from Revolution Group for the implementation of a Microsoft 365 data loss prevention. Whereas the Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio utilizes Microsoft 365 to support its daily operations in creation and storage and transmission of electronic information. Whereas the township recognizes the importance of protecting sensitive information, including personally identifiable information, protected health information that is subject to the Health Insurance Probability and Accountability Act, which is HIPAA, and other confidential and sensitive data. Revolution Group has submitted a quote to provide professional services for the implementation and configuration of Microsoft's 365 data loss prevention capabilities. Whereas the implementation of DLP will enable the township to establish policies and identify and protect sensitive information based on its content and context, including the prevention of authorized transmission under notification, automatic encryption, and other security controls appropriate to the township's operational needs at a cost not to exceed $1,200. Whereas Revolution Group will work in coordination with the township staff to evaluate business requirements, configure the DLP capabilities, and implement the policies that are aligned with the township's operation and regulatory requirements. Whereas the Board of Trustees finds the acceptance of this quote and authorizes the implementation of the services in the best interest of Franklin Township by enhancing the security and protecting the sensitive information maintained by Franklin Township's Microsoft 365 environment. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board hereby accepts the quote submitted by Revolution Group for the implementation and configuration of Microsoft 365 data loss prevention DLP services at a one-time cost not to exceed $1,200. The Township's authorized personnel and any other appropriate Township officials are hereby authorized to execute and document necessary to implement the services described and accepted quote to coordinate with Revolution Group throughout the implementation process. Revolution Group shall work with the Township staff to assess business requirements and configure the data loss prevention policies appropriate to the Township's operational needs, such as policies that may include the detection of sensitive information, user notifications, restriction on transmission of sensitive data, automatic encryption, and other protective measures available by Microsoft 365. Upon the implementation, the Township will utilize the configured data loss prevention policies to help safeguard the sensitive information, reduce the risk of unauthorized disclosure, and strengthen the Township's overall cybersecurity posture. It is found and determined that all former actions of this board and concerning them related to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees thereof resulted in such former actions were conducted in meetings open to the public in compliance with applicable legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall take effect and be in full force immediately upon its adoption.
Accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I gladly second that, sir.
I feel like we've already had discussion, so can I get a roll call?
Yes. I just want to catch up real quick. Yes. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you
for your hard work getting it together.
I appreciate that.
One when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay. So this is a resolution approving a policy regarding smoking, vaping, and tobacco use. So it is the Franklin to adopt policy, Franklin Township, no smoking, tobacco or vaping policy attached herein is hereby adopted as the official policy of Franklin Township and shall become effective immediately upon passage unless otherwise herein.
The purpose of this policy is to promote a safe and healthy work environment, protect employees and public from exposure to tobacco smoke and vapor emissions, maintain compliance with applicable laws, establish uniform standards regarding smoking, vaping, and tobacco use on township property and during township operations. This policy applies to all township employees, elected officials, appointed officials, volunteers, contractors, vendors, visitors, and members of the public while on township-owned and leased property, in township vehicles or in equipment, or while participating in township business. For the purpose of this policy, smoking means inhaling, exhaling, burning, carrying, or possessing any lighted cigarette, cigar, pipe, electronic smoking device, a vaping device, or a similar product. Tobacco use includes the use of cigarettes, cigars, pipes, chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, snuff, nicotine products, electronic cigarettes, vaping devices, similar products containing tobacco or nicotine, except products approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for tobacco cessation. Township property includes all buildings, offices, stations, garages, maintenance facilities, parks, grounds, sidewalks adjacent to the township entrances, parking areas, vehicles, equipment, and any other property owned, leased, or controlled by Franklin Township. Smoking and vaping and tobacco use is prohibited inside of all township buildings, offices, facilities, garages, maintenance areas, and enclosed workspaces within 25 feet of township building entrance, exit, applicable window, ventilation intake, or public access point, and all township-owned or leased vehicles and equipment at all times, during township meetings, training sessions, public events, or official township functions, in an area where there is fuels, chemicals, explosives, flammable materials, or any safety-sensitive operation present, in any additional locations that are designated by the Township Board of Trustees. Employees shall not smoke, vape, or use tobacco products while interacting with the public during performances of official duties, except during approved breaks in designated areas, if such areas are established. The township may, at its sole discretion, establish a designated outdoor tobacco use area consistent with applicable law. Any designated area shall be clearly identified with signage or written departmental procedure. Where designated areas have been established, smoking, vaping, or tobacco use is prohibited outside of those designated areas. All employees shall comply with this policy, proper disposal of tobacco-related waste in appropriate receptacles, conduct themselves in a professional way while on the property and during work hours, report repeated violations to a supervisor, department head, or the board of trustees. Supervisors shall enforce this policy fairly, consistently, and uniformly. This policy is intended to comply with all applicable provisions of the Ohio Revised Code, including the Ohio Smoke-Free Workplace Act and all applicable public health regulations. If any provisions of state or federal law imposes stricter requirements than this policy, the stricter requirements shall govern. Employees who violate this policy may be subject to corrective or disciplinary action according to the Township Personnel Policy or applicable collective bargaining agreements or the Ohio law. Visitors, contractors, vendors, members of the public who violate this policy may be instructed to cease the prohibited conduct and may be required to leave. No employee shall be subject to retaliation for reporting a violation of this policy or participating in an investigation requiring compliance. Board of Trustees shall have authority to administer, interpret, or enforce this policy and may delegate day-to-day administration to the township department heads. The board reserves the right to amend, revise, or rescind this policy or this resolution in accordance with applicable law. Be it further resolved that all former actions of the board concerning related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Discussion?
Yes. In my opinion, I think we're reaching way too far. I'm a non-smoker and don't smoke, but I just can't get behind this one. To me, it's pretty, I agree no smoking in a car. I agree 25 feet from any window and et cetera. I agree that if you're dealing with the public, that, no one was going to want to smell tobacco on you. But I think it goes a step further, in my opinion, than that.
Was this not drawn up by Julie?
It was.
Okay. And the state of Ohio, this is all taken
by the state of Ohio. This is what the state of Ohio has in, in there. And you heard him say if someone has something more stringent than you. And I want it to be known, and I'm not going to reveal. This came about because I received a complaint from a person that worked here at the township.
Okay.
So if one person is uncomfortable working in an environment where there's vaping going on around them, then I needed to bring it up.
Okay.
So that's why that is the reason that I brought it up. So I hear you. And if you want to, not approve it, then so be it. So
sure. I did second it because I did want to have,
no, we're having a discussion.
Right.
So
I do believe that I figured this might have came from Julie, or it might have been just came straight from the state or something of that nature. I believe that we should do something that we would be able to craft our own, meaning that, you know, these particular points, because this also affects, you know, anyone that comes in on the property for Franklin Township. And let's just face it, tobacco has been around before us and before the Indian, well, with the Indians. I don't condone it in my home. I don't smoke. I don't understand it. But I think in America, what we're doing, this is a little bit of an overstretch of saying, you know, this is a public building. This is, well, definitely not inside, but the grounds itself is taxpayers' building and property, irregardless if they smoke or don't smoke. We're limiting somebody based upon because they smoke. If someone stood outside their car in the parking lot and decided to have a cigarette before they came in, I don't feel that I have the right to say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, police officers and firefighters, they're on the clock 24/7 from the time they put on that uniform. If they have that uniform on, they're on the clock. So if they're having their lunch or their break and they get a call and they're standing out on Columbus's sidewalk, not Franklin Township property, then, you know, are they going to get in trouble because they were smoking as they were putting on their gear or whatever? And, do you see what I'm saying? That's a job that is a 24/7 thing when that uniform is on.
Really?
It absolutely is. So, I mean, I'm just.
I don't see it that way, but that's fine.
I'm just saying that.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I find it. I don't think they're on duty 24/7.
No, well, not 24/7, but for their shift. But as soon as they put if they have that uniform on, they're on the clock. So. If needed be for emergency purposes. And that's why they're who they are.
So we, I accepted it. We got a second. So we're going to do a vote.
Sure.
And so, ma'am, do a roll call or roll call. Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure, because Trustee Fleshman said something about revising this. So are we looking at a conversation about revising this?
Or no, we need to until we get the
vote. I didn't know, because sometimes you make that decision before you vote. So I just want to make sure I understood. Okay. So it's going to be Trustee Fleshman?
No.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
No.
Mr. Chairman, if we could have a quick moment. I think this is important, especially you got a call from someone.
It wasn't a call. They came to me personally.
Okay, gotcha. I honestly believe that if any tobacco use is affecting another employee, then yes, that we need to definitely come up with some type of policy in place that is going to be fair for everybody. I just personally think there's a lot in here that this was pretty stringent when I read it. And I would like to continue to move forward with the board with this and have something. For instance, I can just imagine if the government changed this in any government car, you can't smoke in a government car. I can only imagine you're sharing a car with someone and you don't smoke and you get in and it chokes you to death. I would not want to put employees or anyone else in something of that nature. So I don't think with this non-passage that this whole thing dies. I think what it does is we need to come together and work together and craft some legislation that will work for Franklin Township.
To that answer your question, ma'am, send something to Julie or you can do it yourself. Try to decide what it is you want to enforce and what you don't want to enforce. Let's not forget, John, that we were at a meeting over at the fire station on Sullivan Avenue, and we all observed an officer vaping through the window. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we were in the presence of the chief, and we said that something needed to be done with that. And then we made no changes. And when this came up again, when you asked the chief, when I asked the chief about it, he said there's been no policy on it. So do you want to take it from a instant? I guess I just don't understand. Where do you want to?
Well, what we should probably do is, it would be not, I don't even know if we can have an executive on this or not, or each of us take a look at this and say what you like and don't like, and then we put something together. Now, as far as if we don't have a policy, obviously you can't smoke a cigarette in a car, in a township vehicle. So then what we do as a board and legislation of Franklin Township, the board can easily just say, okay, we're, you know, voting on a policy that you can do no vaping in a vehicle or within the premise of a vehicle within so many feet. We can craft anything like that that would work as we needed to. I don't have a problem if somebody that is coming to a meeting is vaping in their own car on the grounds here or smoking a cigarette in their own car on the grounds here. That's on them.
Yeah, I'm not the cigarette police either. So
yeah, but I don't think with passing something like this, somebody smoking in their own car or standing outside their car smoking, I do believe that you should not do it within so many feet of the building or any air intake, because I don't want to smell it while I'm sitting here. But I think that this was an overreach of, you know, everyone should have the same rights and no one should have to take in someone else's secondhand smoke. But I honestly think there's a better way to do it. Now, especially not kicking the can down the road, I think we need to work on this together and definitely get this passed, because one, vaping in any of our cars, I think that gives a bad look, even though it's not the same as smoke. But I think it gives a bad look to tarnish the image of Franklin Township, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You know, you're trying to teach your kids not to smoke or vape, and it's bad for you. And you look over and say, oh, well, that says Franklin Township on it, and look all that vape coming out of that window. That's my personal opinion.
Understood. Discussioned out, I guess.
So sure.
We can take another look at it.
To work on it.
Sure.
I think what I will do is look at this and highlight some stuff and bring it back and say, this is where I think it's an overreach. And I think if all of us do that, we definitely need a policy in this. So this is not a no that we're not doing anything. I like I said, I don't think we should be vaping in the vehicles.
Understood. You want to take care of G, ma'am?
This is resolution 2026-130, a resolution prohibiting low speed micro mobility devices. Whereas Franklin Township Board of Trustees is the chief legislative body
Franklin Township, Ramsey, Ohio, Vice Code, Section 4511.54. Triple F Exhibit A permits the township to regulate or prohibit the operation of low-speed micromobility devices on public streets, highways, and sidewalks, shared use paths, and portions of roadways set aside exclusively used for bicycles under this jurisdiction. Whereas the Board of Trustees is determined adopting a procedural policy prohibiting the operations of low-speed micromobility devices and in the best interest of the township to ensure the safety of pedestrians and bike riders throughout the township. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the operation of low-speed micromobility devices, electric bikes, and scooters as defined by Ohio Revised Code 4501.01 of public streets, highways, sidewalks, and shared use paths and portions of the roadway set aside exclusively for bicycles is hereby prohibited in Franklin Township. Be resolved that all former actions of the board concerning related to this resolution were passed in open meeting of the board, that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such former action were in meeting open to the public, in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code, be resolved that this resolution must be in full force and effective 30 days from the date of this resolution.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Discussion, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I met with Jim and Byron the other day, and we discussed how to implement this and everything. The other part of it was, and I think she read it. I'm sure she did. I asked that it be changed instead of going into immediate that we have a 30-day. Is it 30 or 90? I forgot.
30-day.
And then what I'd like to do is have Nicole find as many of those companies and let them know that we put this in if it passes. So
my question is, in hearing the language on this, I know myself, I've used the sidewalks using a motorized bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
People that have their own, is this limited? From what sounds like this, that people that have their own, you could have like your scooter, you know, moving on sidewalks or et cetera. And we're trying to put in on 62, I've been trying to work with ODOT to see about changing that one extra lane on the edge to a shared pathway for people that would have bicycles or motorized bicycles or people that have motorized wheelchairs to be able to use. From what I'm hearing in here, that would be illegal.
So low-speed micromobility device is a device that weighs less than 100 pounds.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It's a device that has to weigh less than 100 pounds to be a low-speed micromobility device.
Okay.
So just
so you know. He's talking about, like, some of them bicycles, them electric bikes, they probably don't weigh 100 pounds.
No, they don't.
Scooters that the kids' parents are buying, the scooters.
So with this legislation, I'm really confused by the language. And I think a lot of people get confused because, obviously, an attorney has to write it for the law. In a nutshell, are we trying, obviously we have a lot of problem with the scooter rentals in the area.
Right.
But from what I'm gathering from this, it is crafted broadly, and that's what I'm concerned about. It's not saying the sell or use of rental. And that is where I'm afraid later, for me, I'm a no, because later that, how is this going to be interpreted to someone else? Because when I read this, it's like, wow, people that have their own scooters or using it, or like yours. Does yours weigh more than 100, do you think?
Mine weighs almost 400.
Right. So, you know, I've enjoyed watching you use it to come here.
Sure.
And I think that I definitely believe like-minded in what you brought up in this meeting before, and what we're seeing where they just set them out and to be rentaled. The personal use, I don't think there should be any. I think this needs to be a better crafted legislation than what this is. So I'm worried about it.
What we could do is take another look at it then.
Yeah.
Same as we are.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100%. If this was crafted and stated for the sole purpose of rental, I'm 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. But this scares me because I'm not an attorney, but what I am reading kind of goes, well, that could fit me, it could fit you, it could fit any resident.
Sure. Go ahead, Brenda.
So the other day I was shopping with my granddaughter and there were like a couple scooters that kids just, I mean, like they just flew by us on the sidewalk and over there off of Hilliard Run Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they just dropped them, went in, and it was still laying out there when we come in or when we come back out. Right. So, you know, I'm with John on this one only because, you know, if that were the case and these kids just dropped their personal scooters, not the rented ones,
right,
you know, outside of an establishment, or they were playing with their kid, other kids in the neighborhood, and they just dropped their personal ones, then, you know, that's a whole different story because they're, you know, that they're going to pick those up because they have to go back home.
Anytime it's yours, it's just like a rental car. I know a lot of people like, oh, I like to buy a rental car because you get it cheaper. Again, it's a rental car. Mm-hmm. Again, these are rented scooters. They're not going to be treated like you own it.
Right. Yeah, I think it's something we need to come back and look at.
So, sir, if I may make a recommendation that we, if we postpone this and see what we can look at, or would you rather take it to a vote?
Oh, we can just, I'm okay with postponing it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm able to leave the room, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're tabling this, Robin.
Okay.
So audience, anybody in the audience have anything you'd like to say or speak on or anything? Thanks for your patience today. I know we went over. Trustee comments, Brenda?
I do have something to say.
Sure.
I want to welcome Joe back to the meetings, one. And, Mary informed me on her way in today that this is her last meeting with us. And I'm going to miss Mary. And, you know, I pray that Mary has, that she's very blessed with where she's going and, you know. But we're going to miss you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. I'll miss coming here.
You can still come by. You know that, right?
Mary, you've been a resident for how long, just for the audience?
Close to 60 years now.
Why?
And Don and I used to come to the meetings way, way back.
Yeah.
When, like I said, old couples, like I'm young. I can't think of her name. It's been
along that road we cut down when you're coming from Gantz over there. It's quite a place on there. But Mary, isn't it Mary? Is it Mary?
Time for me to move on to something different.
Yeah. Well, you'll be missed, and we greatly appreciate you. All the work you and your husband have done in the township over the years and participation of coming to the meetings and et cetera.
I'm fortunate, Mary. I'll still get to see you because of Robin and me of stopping and checking. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll bring you donuts some more. Okay. So was there anything else, ma'am?
No.
Okay. John?
I have nothing.
So I only have one statement. I just want to make sure John and Brenda knows. I appreciate the fact that you're covering that meeting tomorrow. I don't take my duties lightly here. But it was just something that I couldn't change at the time when it was a short notice for that. So I just wanted to say that. So let's get us out of here. Motion to approve the audio and video meeting summary as the official record and minutes of today's meeting. Can I get a second?
I will second that, sir.
Discussion, hearing none. Can I, please?
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Bubbs.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
And then our next regular meeting will be held on Thursday, August the 6th, 2026 at 12 p.m. And we are adjourned at 2:21.
And you said 3 o'clock.